All right, Bang Bang, today is Wednesday, April 3rd, Chicago Dog Walk. My guest of the day is Carl. Carl, across from me, how are you?
Well, how are you, Ed?
I'm doing well. So listen, today we're talking love letters, I think it is?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's more like a hate letter.
It's a breakup.
Yeah, breakup letter. So listen, Carl wrote this blog on Barstool last week, I believe it was, and caught some traction. It was a really, really funny blog because some guy who was... Explain a story, because some guy who was 28 was unhappy with his girlfriend.
He's a 29-year-old high school or middle school English teacher. He was dating a 21-year-old. She was supposed to be, like, super hot and, like, really, really hot. And this guy who sent me some gambling stories is like, hey, Carl, like, this girl I work with, it's her little sister. She's 21 years old. She's going through this breakup with this guy, like... check out the email. So then I traded some emails back and forth this guy to get some more clarity. He's like, we got to be anonymous about this entirely. It's ridiculous.
And how did you get in touch with this guy in the first hand?
He just sends in the gambling story. So I do the bookie chronicles every Monday morning where it's like, you got bad beats, you got bad shit. You try to like ditch your bookie sometimes, some of your stories. And so he sent me his stuff before. He's like, hey, thanks for sharing that. I got something you might want to post on the site too.
That's kind of nice that you have like a repertoire with these people now where they give you bad beats and they give you like other personal
problems.
See,
that's the user generated shit. Like, you got to get people to send you stuff. So, yes. Yeah,
the reader emails are great.
Thank you.
It's been a staple of Barstool for a long time. And when you could bring heat like this, it's always a good blog.
Yeah. People want to hear it. It's more real. It's more common man stuff.
Yeah. So without further ado, do you just want to go read the fucking email? I mean, it's a long email. So
It's a long email. But yeah. So this is, I didn't write this. This is from a 29-year-old high school English teacher to a 21-year-old girl. So they dated for 4 months. He broke up with her because she wasn't taking things. This isn't in the email, so this is all background. So he broke up with her because she wasn't like taking the relationship seriously enough for him. So then he broke up with her, and then like a week later was like, ah, fuck, I gotta get back with her. So then he gets back with her, and then like 2 or 3 days after that, she called him up, was like, hey, we gotta just not talk. Like, this is going south. Yeah. And so...
See, this is good. This is kind of background we need, you know? This, you know, kind of expand on it.
Yeah. So this is the email that he sent. So I never got to properly respond to the onslaught you sent me via text because of lack of time to digest and meditate on the situation. This is just my response stop me at any point if you got questions.
Okay. Continue.
I know. This is just my response, and whether or not you read it doesn't really matter. What matters is that it's said. There are several lingering factors in our relationship, expired at this point, that needs to be addressed in my estimation. Firstly.
Expired. How are you going to use expired?
That's I know.
Expired means death. Don't use expired in
like
a fucking
lingering
breakup love letter.
And they, in his estimation.
Yeah. That's
they need to be addressed. I think they do.
This guy's amazing.
It's not going to stop me from the next 1,000 fucking words, I think.
Yeah.
Firstly, I realize that the termination of our relationship was a direct correlation of your fears. You're 21, and I made the mistake of giving you too much credit. For how can one plan a life when she hasn't even lived one yet? I thought you were a different breed, but the reality of the situation is that you're still evolving. One day you'll look back and understand that you threw away and how you didn't realize it because your youthful mentality wasn't ready to make adult decisions. I get it. It hurts. But it's life. The situation is laughable to a certain extent because how dare I ask a child if she's ready to make a lifelong commitment? The shot was both long and narrow, and I apologize for giving you more than you can handle. Maybe after a couple guys cheat on you and you're relegated to a side piece that cares too much, you'll understand the gravity with which I speak. Until then, best of luck on the cesspool that is dating in 2019. At least now you have an idea of what you're getting yourself into next time. So don't cower from the situation. Embrace it when you're ready as a woman, not a girl. Again, you can't be blamed because you're a 21-year-old acting in a manner befitting to your true nature. In any case, in quotations, it is what it is. Furthermore, understand continuing to share your location with me and viewing my stories is at its core a form of gameplay. What is the reason for doing so when you have left me in the past? It hurts to say it and experience it, but you never loved me. You loved the idea of me. Once that idea faded from your mind, you jumped ship. Classic millennial tactic to protect yourself before the opposite party hurts you. I get it. You're just being the real you. It's okay. I was lost when I was 21 too. It gets better. In any event, please end the games. I stopped sharing my location with you because it's what you wanted. I unfollowed you because it's what you wanted. So don't try to keep the knife in any longer than it has to be. Pull the plug out and make your mistakes. Live your best life. Dope for you. We got to come back to that. Okay. we're almost in the clubhouse here, Ed. More importantly, I hope I taught you some things about life and some truisms about yourself. Don't be fake. Be the real Veronica that you are all the time. It's quite humorous that you said I had to change who I was, but in reality, I didn't even know who you were. Again, totally my fault for giving a 21-year-old too much credit. I apologize sincerely. Still, the crying over the situation when it's caused by your actions was putrid. The manner in which you reacted after was on the same level as disgusting. I hope you learn and find a better path for the next one and the next one and the next one. Don't try to play the victim card as if all the sadness in the world is at your doorstep when you sent out the invitation with an RSVP. You're the worst. But I can't blame a snake for acting out its true nature. It's what you know and what you will grow out of. All in all, 4 months seems insignificant. And the entire situation is all but preposterous. On the one hand, boy meets girl and falls in love. Aw, it's cloud nine scenario until a boy doesn't do what girl wants. Now they don't see eye to eye, and it's because 29 plus 21 don't equal forever. It's because idealism and best case scenario got the best of me. It's because you need to live before you're locked down. I truly get it. On the other hand, you cast aside a man who is loyal, attractive, financially stable, owns property, and made sacrifices of sleep, time, and tears to make you smile. The small gestures were tokens, and he didn't care about the money spent or the sleepless nights. He was simple and maybe too simple for you, and for what? Hopefully that's an answer for your happiness in the future. So congratulations, Veronica. You definitely played me and made me feel emotions that have been untouched for years. But thank you as well. You've opened my eyes once again to the fact that everything will come to an end at some point. Nothing lasts forever. Don't you forget it. I do appreciate all the free sports tickets we've enjoyed together. So at least that was dope. Enjoy your existence in your small world and live out the dream to perpetuate the lavish life of Veronica. Feel free to hook me up with more tickets next season if you're still getting them from that internship. It would be cool to see the Bruins in Chicago. The Lakers, Warriors, and Rockets are also in town. I think LeBron will land there. Okay, that's off my chest. I love you, but that's not forever either.
That was it?
That's it.
That's it. Listen, this guy played the role of so many people. He was like the grumpy father, like saying how I was 21 once too, now that mm-hmm. I'm 29. He played the role of like the old grumpy old man who was like, you're a millennial. He legitimately called her a millennial. And then on top of that, he played the role of just being like, I mean, obviously a huge douchebag because he was just taking all these swipes at her about her being a side piece and shit.
Yeah, I got it. What do you think about a millennial calling another millennial negatively?
I mean, there's a difference between the 29-year-old millennial and the 21-year-old millennial, though, right? That he does, there is that, right, or no?
I think so. I don't know.
I think there is. I definitely think there is.
Like you're banging a 21-year-old.
Yeah.
You can't bang a 21-year-old and then criticize the 21-year-old for being 21 years old.
No. You can't. No. You definitely can't.
Yeah. Just take that off the table.
Yes, you can't. I think there's definitely there's a difference between 21 and 29.
There's a big difference between 21 and 29. What I'm saying is, as the 29-year-old in this position, you can't now go back and talk down to her about one of probably the best parts about the relationship, I'm assuming, was that he had 8 years on her. So the whole time he's like, I'm banging this 21-year-old, whatever he's saying to his buddies behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And then in the same vein, he wants to criticize her and like, I get it, you're only 21. Like, I don't like playing both sides here, pal.
Playing both sides of the fence. So he wants to use that she's a young millennial, a young attractive girl to his advantage when he wants to, but then he wants to use.
Yeah, his dick didn't mind when this was getting started. So
yeah, so your ears perked up and you were feeling nice and perky the next day at work when you found out that you were going on a day with this girl for sure.
Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, you can't play both sides of the fence. I see what you're saying. I mean, number one as well, I'm like afraid of this guy. This guy's obviously very, very scary. Probably.
I didn't want to pop. The only thing stopped me from writing this blog was this guy coming looking for me. Because if it's like some high school English teacher, 29, you know, like some guys in the class put two and two together. He gets embarrassed in front of, you know, the sophomore English class. Who do you think he's looking for?
Yeah.
Not this fucking girl.
No, he's looking for Barstool Carl. Right. Yeah. Well, you know, just don't throw me in the shrapnel damage. I'm just, you know, I'm just hosting here. So.
Yeah, we're just explaining what happened. This is this is like the pre-crime, whatever.
Exactly. But I mean, dude, like, how do you ever think that this is a good idea?
Ah,
like, this guy was mad.
Could you imagine being his landlord?
His student? Like, I mean, I would love, like, if there was a way to get, like, other girlfriends to talk about him, like, that would be magnificent.
Ooh, we'll do, like, this guy's ex-girlfriend dog walk week.
Missed connections type thing on, like, Craigslist.
Yeah, I would have liked to see this guy's MySpace profile, like, 12 years ago. How many fucking romantic quotes are in there? This is your classic tale of just, like, a guy who wants to, and I hate to be blunt, but like, we're just boys sitting around the table here. So this is a guy who wants to get more pussy than he can get, and he gets a taste of some sweet apple. He loves it. He's wants it to be more serious because it has to be the most important thing in her life, because God knows it was the most important thing in his life.
Yeah.
And it just, like, wasn't working. That's what I'm seeing here, is just this poor guy.
I mean, if you go into a relationship with a 21-year-old and that doesn't cross your mind that this is probably what's the percentage, 90%, 95% going to happen, like, that's on you, bud.
Yeah, there's a very low chance of this. Who cares? She's 21.
Yes. Like,
you're a high school English teacher, man. Yes. Ride that.
Correct.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. But it's at the tip of my tongue. No one thinks the high school English teacher who's, like, in the very serious relationship is cool. It's the high school English teacher that's, like, casually with this smoke bomb 21-year-old that's, like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Like, you just have to have that mindset where you're like, all right, there's a 5%, maybe less. Like, I think 5% is generous to be like, all right, this is really going to last with the 21-year-old. So that's on you, dude. And I mean, what was the most ridiculous part? The part where he says he owns property?
The most ridiculous part is when he just stops in the middle and he just goes, but you're the worst. When he's talking about how great he is, like, I think that a lot of guys would do that. You know, like, I'm attractive, I'm loyal. Like, I'm loyal.
Yeah.
Listen. I mean, if you're a guy and you're playing up being loyal to a woman, you might as well just be like, you're significantly hotter than I am. Like, there's no way I'll ever be on your level.
Now, is there any way, under any circumstances, this letter acceptable? Like, if we don't know some background, maybe she did do something fucked up. That's a question.
That was never acceptable to write 1,000 words like this. Ever. You should never write anything to a girl.
I agree.
Like, ever. I mean, maybe a cat, like a Valentine's Day, like to my wife, like, I love you.
Yeah,
but stuff like
well,
pre-marriage written words.
Was this on paper or was this in an email?
This is on paper.
Really?
No. This is an email. Oh, okay. When I'm saying, same thing, electronically, whatever.
I think girls
whatever.
Like the paper notes, though, nowadays.
That is actually true. If you're going to do anything, do it like that. Yeah. But what I'm saying is I wouldn't put any of this stuff. I would never want any of this stuff down on record.
Sure. Yeah, no, I agree. Like, with your name behind it. Like,
how about sharing the location? Could you ever get into an argument with a girl about sharing location?
No, that was, I mean, why? Number one, that's weird in the first place. Like, why are you sharing your location? Right? I mean,
here's why. I'll meet you out on Friday night. Well, it's going to be busy. I don't know. Like, I'm at the bar or whatever. Text me. It'll be easier. I'll know when you're on your way.
Drop the pin.
Hey, maybe that's a millennial thing.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe it was her idea and he, like, I don't know. He was mad about that.
I liked his word choice, too. Extermination, termination, preposterous.
Yeah. Like, yeah, he was went from
it's
like,
quite humorous.
Yeah.
Is it quite humorous? Is you're fucking sobbing over your keyboard, you pussy?
Yeah, there was like a lot of fucking anger. Like, he was hammering those keys down when he typed this thing.
And how financially stable is this guy?
I don't know. I mean, where is he? Like, we need to know where he's a teacher.
You got to be dragging your dick on Wall Street to think that's going to get some girl. Like, hey, guess what? I'm contributing to my 401k. She's 21. Like, excuse her if she's not get, like,
21 is still in college.
21. When I was 21... What were you doing when you were 21?
I mean, I was not, you know.
Working. Dude, you're 28. You're still riding down in the van to, like, Mexico with your buddies, eating Rice Krispie treats filled with fucking tobacco.
Exactly. So I'm definitely different in the sense of her as well.
What advice do you have for this guy, Ed?
I mean, dude, just like, I don't know. Like, you should go into everything. And like, the way I do it, dude, go in and just hope for the best. Like, I mean, that's the way I look at life. Like, most of the time, like, things aren't going to go perfect, but that's just kind of how it is. That's what I got. What do you got? We'll end on your advice.
Like, you should probably not talk to women for a while. Like, you need, I mean, just some time to think. And then the next, it's going to take this guy at least another 6 or 7 relationships to figure out.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not going to get better.
Yeah, just relax, yeah. Dude. It's not, you know, like, you there'll be someone else.
And the advice to everybody listening is don't ever be that guy.
No,
like, you don't want, because you don't want me and Ed talking about you next week.
Yeah, don't be that guy. This guy was fucking brutal.
Fuck this guy.
Brutal. Fuck this guy. All right, everybody, that's it for today. We will catch you tomorrow. Bang, bang. Fuck this guy.